Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills. Neighborhood read first. Carlton Hills in Santee scores an overall crime index of about 96, that's 4% below the U.S. average of 100, with violent crime 21% below national and property crime 23% below. In plain English, safer than most of the country. The vibe is family-oriented and suburban, older single-family homes, some condo communities, good school access, quiet streets. Residents highlight low to moderate crime and convenient amenities as the wins. The gripes: traffic on main corridors and housing stock that's showing its age. Demographically, it's working professionals and families, median household incomes in the mid-$80,000 to low-$90,000 range, solidly middle-class East County. Now the hard truth on Santee Rentals: every current listing rent cast pulled is an apartment, no houses or ADUs are live right now. Zillow pegs the typical Santee rent at $2,847 per month, up 2.9% year over year, the fastest rent growth of the three East County cities we're covering. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent figures for Santee, so Zillow is your anchor. On Town Center Parkway, Unit 1108, you're looking at $3,789 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, about 1,010 square feet. Unit 3211 on the same street comes in at $3,738 per month, same layout. Both are running well above Zillow's typical. More affordable, 10,445 Mast Boulevard, apartment 220, $2,690 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, about 900 square feet, that one sits right at the Zillow benchmark. Apartment 87 at the same address runs $3,339 per month. For named complexes as a fallback, Highline Apartments at 8729 Graves Avenue carries a solid 3.8 out of 5 on Google across 81 reviews. That's the strongest rating in this reel. Greystone Ridge Townhomes at 8777 Graves Avenue rates 2.5 out of 5, lower volume, more mixed feedback. If a house or ADU comes available in Carlton Hills, jump on it, inventory moves. Tap the screen to check live listings and photos right now.